Welcome to the Circle Holding Podcast with me, Julia Davis.
And me, Tessa Venuti-Sanderson. We are the co-authors of the book Circle Holding, A Practical Guide to Facilitating Talking Circles.
We would love for you to join us for free talks, question and answer sessions, all about the art of holding circle. You can find these at circleholding.org.
In this episode, we would like to introduce ourselves. Who are we? Why have we put this podcast together? And why on earth do we write a book about circle holding with 20 chapters?
So I'm Julia Davis, and I thought I'd start by introducing myself through my circle experience. And that started really quite young. I remember sitting in circle at massive family dinners, not necessarily with people listening to each other beautifully, but there was definitely that feeling of community. And in youth groups as well, I remember that we had to cover really, really tricky topics about the challenges that kids like me were facing growing up in the UK. And we did that through sitting in circle. We'd sit in circle and we'd chat about really tough stuff. And then going forward, I think it's something I really sought out. I sought out going to groups where I had the opportunity to sit around in a circle. And I remember really enjoying the experience, especially if it involved both talking and listening and some kind of ritual or music or singing. So that was part of my fabric. What about you, Tessa?
Yeah, for me, it was much later that I came to circle. And when I was at school, I was really shy. And I remember some of the first circles I went to sort of really worrying about trying to think of something a bit clever to say that would be appreciated, or maybe something a bit profound. And I really clearly remember when I was in a circle, there were more than 20 women in it. And for the first time, I really just felt like I was deeply listening to each person and wasn't thinking ahead of time what I was going to say. And when it was my turn, I just sat for a moment, thought about what I really wanted to share. And it was quite straightforward. It wasn't profound, but the moment was profound because I was like, yeah, I can just be authentically myself.
Yeah, that's amazing that you had that particular experience. For me, it was much more organic. And I guess I learned when it felt like a good experience and when it felt like a nervous experience.
Mm. So what circles have you held, Julia, over the years?
So I've been teaching yoga for years and years and years, and I used to teach top down. So I used to very much stand at the front of the class and teach. And I found that when I started introducing teaching meditation and relaxation practices, I wanted to hear what people thought of what I was teaching. And that was the way that I was taught meditation as well. It was like, we're going to share a practice. How was your experience? And I've begun to go to teacher trainings that involve that as well. And so I wanted to incorporate that into what I was doing. So that started coming in increments. And now always we know each other's names and there's an element of sharing. And then when I started teaching yoga teachers, I was immediately drawn to the circle approach to that. I didn't like the idea of teaching down and standing at the front of the class and teaching at and then giving them the notes to go home and learn. I felt that the circle experience would be much better because it would build community. And with the Yoga Teachers Forum, absolutely what I wanted to do was build the connection between myself and the other teachers and between the teachers and each other. And you can't do that by teaching down to people. You have to do that through the interaction with others. What about you, Tessa?
Yeah, for me, it started with hosting a red tent. All the circles I've run have been because I've been really interested in hearing people's experiences about a particular subject. And I was sort of really deep diving into my own menstrual cycle, but I was really curious, like, what about other people's? Do they have similar experiences or different ones? And then from there, I run also circles for girls because as my daughters have grown, I wanted to kind of help them have this feeling of circle for mums. New mums, helping them through matrescence and becoming a mother, And then even to menopause. So for me, it's really about rites of passage. That's my big love and passion. So it's how can we share experiences and maybe feel less lonely, feel more normal?
I think that loneliness and feeling more normal is something that both of us really have experienced through Circle.
So, Julia, can you tell everybody how we met? Because that's often a common question that I get.
We met through Circle. So we had a really amazing Circle experience, and it was a massive one. There were loads and loads of people in it. But I certainly noticed you in it. I think maybe because we were the same age or we looked like we had similar experience. I think maybe I knew that you were a yoga teacher as well. And I came across you in that circle, and it was menstruality. And you talked about rites of passage. I think there were two rites of passage. One was a menstruality rites of passage. And one was we both had young children and were interested in young people's rites of passage as well. So it was those two steps. And then when lockdown happened, I just thought we had so much in common that I wanted to contact you to see whether we could work together in other ways.
Yeah, and it really grew during the pandemic, didn't it? Because we started teaching together. And I think for me, we've been in lots of amazing circles with great circle facilitators, but they don't always unpack why they're so good at holding space. And I think that's what we got really curious about, is like, when we're doing these experiential trainings and really asking people, how's your experience of this practice? Like, how does that alchemy, how does that magic of circle actually happen? All the nuts and bolts.
Yeah, and I think we got a lot more interested in making sure that every voice was heard. And so because we needed that to happen in the circles that we were running, it was really important when you're training people to make sure that everybody has an equal experience of that. We cared a lot more about how we were doing that. And I remember we had really detailed agendas when we were doing our circles to make sure that we made space and that we built things and we built the relationships with people over time. And I know that, you know, X number of years later, people have come back to us and said that they've still got relationships that they started in trainings with us. And that's what we want. We want relationship building. What I'd love to hear from you, Tessa, is a circle story that you really love.
Well, one of the stories in the books that I really enjoy is told by a guy who is part of a big organization, but he tells the origin story about how it was a group of artists first who recognized the power of story and how transformational story can be. And this organization has grown and grown. You'll hear it in one of the episodes, to an international organization. And it just shows how circle facilitation can be this tool on such a big level and make a big difference in the world.
Yeah, I love the fact that we've got really big stories, like international stories, and then we've got really small ones. I love the one where there's somebody who's a teenager at school who found in her health education lessons that people would even go to the bathroom and cry because they just found it such an embarrassing and hard experience to talk through. And to go from that to being in circle regularly with other teenagers, really talking about the big issues that matter, that was something that really stood out for me as a circle experience. And what was your favourite thing about writing the book, Tessa?
Well, one of the things I love about you, Julia, is your ideas. You're an ideas person. And I remember you coming to me and saying, "Do you fancy writing a book about holding circles?" And I'm always up for a challenge. So I said, well, let's give it a try. And I think for me, the thing I've really enjoyed about the book is the different voices. So of course there are the circle stories, but it's the opportunities for the individual reading the book to reflect on why they want to run a circle. It's so practical. So there's the nitty-gritty, there's hearing from different circle facilitators, and then there's that personal journey that the person will go on.
Yeah, and I actually really love the discipline that you gave to the structure that we created for the circle holding book, because we really do go through everything from the idea to all the other things. And the fact that there are 20 chapters might feel daunting to some, but actually you can really go in and it is so practical. We've got exercises that you can go through. So we hold your hands. Nobody held our hands as we did this. And we haven't found any other books out there that hold your hand quite in this way as you go through the entire process of circle holding. And we wanted to make sure that it wasn't dry. And the way that we prevented it from being dry was by telling stories and not stories. Some of them are our stories. We love our stories. But there are so many other stories. And that storytelling aspect was really important to both of us.
That diversity is key because we're quite similar in many respects, age-wise, and maybe our interests. We've both got two girls. And I just love the fact that we've brought in these other voices, circle facilitators for the LGBTQ plus, dual heritage around grief, menopause. There's just such a big mix of different facilitators who bring a richness that the two of us alone couldn't have done.
Yeah, all ages and genders. And that really mattered to us a great deal because of the lack of diversity between the two of us. So our passion is strong and we care deeply, but our interests are very similar. And what we wanted to do was make sure that whatever your interests are, we touched upon that.
So that's who we are.
You've been listening to the Circle Holding Podcast. I've been Tessa Venuti Sanderson.
And I've been Julia Davis. We would love for you to rate and review this podcast. A 5-star rating means more people will find us.
We're the co-authors of the book Circle Holding, A Practical Guide to Facilitating Talking Circles.
Thank you for joining us today.
You can find our trainings at circleholding.org. We hope that you find a community where you can be authentically you very soon.